Vanderbilt mascot. Now, the Vanderbilt mascot, if you've not seen, you can Google search it. This is one creepy-looking mascot.
The Commodore?
I'm telling you, there is no question in my mind that my 13, almost 13-year-old, if he got approached by the Vanderbilt Commodore mascot, he would instantly break down into tears.
Stranger danger!
I'm telling you.
Really?
The Vanderbilt Commodore is one of the creepiest, scariest mascots I've ever seen in my life. So I thought today, I'm like, we're going to talk about creepiest mascots. Surely there are other mascots out there that are just as creepy. That is a freaky-looking dude, though. And I don't know what the goal was with the Commodore. If the goal was to scare the crap out of little kids and some adults, mission accomplished. You have a thing about clowns, right?
I'm not a fan.
Clowns.
Well, there's nothing right about clowns, so everything must be wrong about them.
What's wrong with clowns?
Everything.
I have no problem with clowns.
Well, you got issues.
So you're telling me if there was a team like the Syracuse Clowns, that would be a big issue for you?
I would never go to the game.
Yeah.
Ever.
Would be awesome.
I saw it as a kid, okay?
It
ruined
okay.
me. When he was in, I'll never forget, it's the scene that he's in the drainage sewer, and he gets the little toy boat and comes up. Nope, not a fan. Nope, can't do it. Won't do it.
Does your fiance know you're a wuss, or is she not calling?
She's well aware.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm looking at this Commodore, by the way.
I hope that some team switches over to the clowns as a mascot, and then they have like a 20-team clown team that just rides around on unicycles and tricycles and goes up
no,
in the crowd.
Absolutely not.
Oh my gosh, it'd be awesome.
Now, do you know the commercial, the DirecTV commercials where they talk about how, you know, oh, it's worse than this,
yeah.
Oh, it's more annoying than that? Well, there's one where this dude is in the forest and he's getting tickled by clowns. Yeah, that's my nightmare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's
sure.
all tied down
yes.
and they're tickling him.
Uh-huh.
That would
yeah,
be bad.
That's my nightmare. And Melinda and Allison are very aware of it, and I think they're scheming to try and get me one day, but
I cannot believe you're such a chicken.
Well, don't worry. Our news director, Nick, actually even knows about it, and Roger Susanna wanted to get me one time, and Nick said, no, I don't think we can. I think he'd really...
Would you
he'd
freak
really
out?
I'd really freak. Ronald McDonald came in to GMA, think a month ago, and I had no idea, and I walked around the corner. I jumped 10 feet back easily and screamed.
It freaked you out?
Yeah, well, I didn't know he was there.
Did he have cheeseburgers?
Worse, he had his clown mask on or whatever it's called.
Okay. I'll tell you who's scary. Speaking of that.
What?
I think the Burger King, the old Burger King that they've now retired.
Oh, he's creepy.
He was awesome. And I love to go around with that. Like, I had a mask, and I would just wear it around sometimes.
Really?
Yes. I actually drove one time in my car, and I'm driving, and I'm in a stop sign, and I stop, and I casually turn to my left and look at the car next to me.
Oh.
And these two girls are in there, and they freaked out. It was awesome. But I had the whole thing on for my kid's birthday, but I walked into Burger King.
Did they kick you out?
No, because we were doing the birthday my kid's birthday party out on the playground. Because we were big spenders, so we did it. But that's why you wanted to do it, so we did it.
I don't blame me.
Yeah.
I love the King.
I'm like, oh, I love double cheeseburgers. I'm in. So I walk in there, and there are two little kids who are not part of the party. They freak out.
Really?
They both start bawling. Then I'm like, I take off the mask, and I'm like, no, no, no. And then they really freaked out.
Whoa.
Then they really went nuts. That really freaked them out.
Your face scared them more than the Burger King.
I think because it was as though I took my own head off.
Oh, sure, yeah. Spin it any way you want there.
Look away. I'm hideous. It was a scary moment.
This guy is pretty freaky.
But the Commodore is scary as crap. I mean, he's got the lamb chops.
His eyes are hollow, too, which is really creepy.
That's what I'm saying. It looks like something you'd see in a Scooby-Doo cartoon.
Worse. Look at those chops. Man,
I know.
Those things, they could kill someone.
Are those lamb chops or mutton chops?
They're lamb.
That's scary.
The wool is from a poor lamb.
I don't know.
Lamb stop screaming, Clarice.
Exactly. Well, it freaks me out. So what mascots freak you out? David Basil is sort of a mascot. He's mascot-esque. He's man of action.
Well, first of all, let me commend you on a fine job you and Trey did in Nashville. It was short-lived. But
thank you. You know what? This is just like the praise I got from Tommy this morning for all the great coverage on the basketball tournament.
Yeah, totally. Listen, man, listen, we've been everywhere. The buzz has been everywhere. So I commend you guys for being over there. Just a shame we sort of do our reservations one and done every year, it seems, for the last 5 years.
Five years. That is, is that
painful.
Not, David,
painful.
I mean, is that not incredible? Can you imagine, like, when you were in school, the Razorback basketball team going to the Southwest Conference tournament and going one and done 5 years?
It's not even the NCAA tournament. We're talking about the conference.